Dear Sangha, today is the 1st of April, the year 2010. We are at the Meditation Hall Assembly of Star in Low Hamlet of Plum Village. And we are going to share to learn the teaching of the Buddha. In the previous week, we have learned the sutra on transforming violence and fear, the discourse given by the Buddha in the previous year, of even before he had a monastery. He is still with his Sangha, a wandering group of monks who go from city to city. And this very ancient sutra, ancient discourse of the given by the Buddha. And you can use a Vietnamese text. We have the translation into English, but you can use a Vietnamese text directly for the Vietnamese people. But if you can read Chinese, you can bring the Chinese for comparison, because for 2,600 years, we have several versions, and we try to read through because some version is transmitted in the northwest and to Pakistan, Tibet, China, but other go to the south. But we compare the one from the south and from the north, and we try to see the best, the more correct one. So we have learned until the number. The paragraph 6. Now we have learned the first six paragraph. But it's strange that this sutra have been given the previous year of enlightenment of the Buddha, but it's still very relevant for our time, because the subject of this teaching is violence and fear. And so amazing that 2,600 years after, violence and fear are still there, very, very, very powerful. We know that in the sutra of breathing, for foundation of mindfulness, Satipatthana Sutta, for foundation of mindfulness, in that sutra, there are four objects of mindfulness. The first object is your own body. You are mindful of your body. And the second object is the object of your observation of your mindfulness is your feeling. Pleasant feeling, unpleasant feeling, neutral feeling. And from your residential room to the meditation hall, we must train ourselves to be very mindful. And if we are mindful of what happened in your mind, from the residential room to the meditation hall, you have that feeling and that feeling and that feeling, and it's like a stream of feeling. This feeling is successive to another feeling, and it's like a stream of feeling. This could be 500, 1,000 feeling, from your residential room until the meditation hall, every step you made, you also create feeling. It's a pain on your way of putting your foot on the ground. You have feeling, it could be a pleasant feeling, less pleasant feeling, or not very pleasant feeling. And if from your room to the meditation hall, and if we are not mindful, we can be carried away by your what you thought of the past, of what you planned, you did, some good, some bad, some mistake in the past, and what happened today, now, and what happened next, or maybe in this meditation room, shall I do, or what is the project up to tomorrow, and so your worries and your anxiety and many, many, many feelings who come from your deep consciousness, this come up and you have many, many feelings. So from your room in the residence where you live until the meditation hall, it's not only a few feelings, it's maybe thousands of feelings. But if your mind is not present with these feelings or with this body, you are not aware of their presence, and you are really pulled by them, like you are deported by your habit energy to think and think and think. You are really deported by your own habit energy to carry you to be very, very rushed, very irritated, very anxious. And so practicing mindfulness is like stopping. Learn, train yourself to be still, to stop with your in-breath and out-breath. And when you decide to come from your room to the meditation hall, you breathe in and out, you're aware that I'm here in that room of plum village, I'm going to the meditation hall, I'm aware, I'm mindful of what happened in my body and in my mind. I open the door, I make a step. This depends very much on your way of open the door. Is your feeling will be pleasant or unpleasant? The atmosphere inside of your room is warmer. And you must be aware that I'm leaving this warm air of this room. It could be fresher. It could be maybe a little bit colder. And so you have to be aware that I'm here, warm. I open that door. I will step out in the fresher air. So you are aware. And you say, it's a fresher air. It's more pleasant. And then you are aware that, the air here is more large, big air. Oh, it's so pleasant to go out and have some fresh air. Because, of course, in your room is warm, but the air is not large enough, it's not enough air. So you have very spacious atmosphere outside, even a little bit colder, you wear some more clothes in order to be aware of what happened outside. And so it's very pleasant to go out, have a lot of air, and then you walk and you enjoy stepping on the ground, enjoy the pleasant feeling to be in the fresh air. There are those who enjoy the fresh air, but those who don't, those who enjoy because she or he has some liberty of what? Free of what? Free of your worries of the past, your planning in the future, your judgment here, your judgment there. So because you have some freedom, are not pulled by your past, previous idea, feeling, and pulled by the new planning, So you are dwelling deeply in the present moment. And deeply in the present moment, we try to be in touch with what is positive. Yeah, this is the same fresh air, but you say, oh, it's too cold, cold in my room. And then you only see the negative side. And, oh, it's not pleasant, I must stay in the room. And so you see the fresh air, more air outside, and you enjoy the fresh air outside. A little bit cold, but I put one more light pullover, and it's fine. And so I enjoy every step, and then you dwell in the present moment. At the beginning, it seems nothing interesting, but you try to see positive things. Even in early, at the end of winter, but we still have some flower. Oh, so tiny, beautiful flower here, there. And then a lot of feeling coming. It's nice flower. A little bit cold in my feet, on my feet, but it's okay. And you recognize that it's okay, it's fine. And so you recognize a lot of feeling, pleasant, a little bit unpleasant, a little bit cold, it's okay. And then you are noticing, oh, that is a not very pleasant feeling. So it's so pitiful to let our feet too cold like that. And then don't be worried. We have many other pleasant feelings. And then why? We are not very happy. Oh, because our mind is always trying to be pulled on the direction of unhappiness. We want everything perfect, like we wish, but things never present perfectly like you wish. So you have to be in touch with what is positive first. And then in the present moment, there's so many positive things. And so wonderful like that. Why you are so worried by a little thing like the cold feet? But because it's so beautiful flower, because it's so many, a lot of fresh air. And so you say that, yeah, my way is always like that. Always try to seek in the direction of unpleasant, and you make fun of you. And you go back to the present moment, be in touch with that what is positive. And you say, oh, it's fine, it's okay. A little bit not at my liking, but the majority of things is at my liking. And so you enjoy every step. And then that is, you are sovereign of your situation, of the body and your mind. Those who are full of anxiety, irritation, because she or he is not sovereign, not the master of her situation, of his situation, and let on the habit to judge, to be unsatisfied, even there's 1% or 2% of unsatisfaction, 90% are full of satisfaction, but you are still be pulled by the negative part and not happy. So we have to be present to recognize what is lot of pleasant thing, some not very pleasant thing. It's okay. And so you have to be present in order to enjoy the wonderful part. And said, some unpleasant thing, okay, I will take care. I will take care in a very light, gentle way. That is leave, go back to the present moment, touch with what is positive, is nourish you, is nourish you, it heal a number of things that you are not very happy. And for instance, you walk relaxingly, step, you enjoy the fresh air, and then this fresh air, this pleasant feeling, this will nourish you, will make your face is more pleasant. It's the way of walking is so relaxing, and it makes you relax, but makes people around you feel relaxed too. People who try do not, so they smoke, and they feel that, and then And then there are those who smoke with an breathing in with a lot of good cigarette perfume, the things that I like, and you enjoy a lot. But if you look deep into that enjoyable feeling, you say that, but some nicotine may stay in my lungs. And I have some friend who have lung cancer. And so, you say, breathing in fresh air, it will not bring cancer to my lung. No. So you enjoy more. And so so pleasant feeling, there's two kind. The pleasant feeling, where healthy pleasant feeling, is mean like the fresh air, like the notices of beautiful tiny flower, like green grass, like many positive things, but there is pleasant feeling like breathing in that smoke of cigarette, so pleasant, that perfume that I like. But you look deep, you say that, yes, I know, I have some friend who have that disease, and he have to have surgery of his throat because him got some tumor in his throat and so on. So you say that, no, I don't want that, I enjoy better the fresh air. So it's you who decide to choose which kind of pleasant feeling. But in order to choose, you have to look deeper. Yeah, you have an unpleasant feeling from your room to the meditation hall. Unfortunately, there is some very unpleasant feeling, and you feel not at peace at all. You are unrested. But if you are present, even you are present with that unpleasant feeling, but you say that, why? I'm so unpleasant feeling. So many unpleasant feeling. And we recognize that unpleasant feeling. And when you recognize it, you also find, be present, and you look deep and you see the root of that unpleasant feeling. And then be present with that unpleasant feeling. You look deep and you see the root. Maybe because in the past, when I have that, it's touch kind of my worries. More worry about the past. And there's some accident in the past. And so when I see that, it's the association of idea, and then it's provoke that fear in the past. And so I'm really deport out of myself by this feeling of fear. And then if you are present, you say that, no. This could be, we must be careful, but it's not so bad, no. Here is privilege, here is a safe area. No, you don't have to be fearful. And so don't let that fearful feeling pull me. Okay. Don't be pulled away by that fearful feeling. Go back. Enjoy the positive thing. And then you are free. You are free from that negative feeling. And so be mindful of that negative feeling. And you look deep. You say, that is nothing to be so fearful. Okay. And you say bye-bye to my fear. And then you go back to the present moment and you enjoy again the nice early spring, so beautiful flower, very green, beautiful leaves are going out. We are in Plum Village. It's take a lot of arrangement in order to be able to arrive here. And then you are so happy. And then you let go of your worries. It's not time for worries. That anyway, every time one thinks. So when is I arrived at that, I will decide. But I will not be carried away by that worries. It's not time to worry for that yet. Let them lie now. And in order to touch my peace first, and when I have more peace, and then you bring back the unpleasant feeling again. You sit, you look. Why that unpleasant feeling? Because it's that some fear in the past. And that is not the same, but there is something very close, and it's make me touch my fear. Okay. I let them go. I bye-bye my fear, my irritation. And then you go back to the neutral feeling, to the pleasant feeling. And look deep in the pleasant feeling that healthy is continue to nourish you. And sometimes when you sit without doing anything, and you feel so empty. We have 5 minutes without doing anything, and you have no ability to enjoy the 5 minutes without doing anything. You have to do something. Because you are trained from the childhood until now to do something, to do something, to do something. And now you have 5 minutes without doing something. You cannot enjoy. And you say that we have no time for doing. But you don't be aware that 5 minutes without doing anything is doing a lot. Because you enjoy what is positive in your life. You don't have incurable disease. You are not about to die. Your beloved one is still there. You still have that. You have still that. You have this possibility to be dead. It's not too bad. Well, some irritation is not. It doesn't matter. And so we have 5 minutes just for enjoying everything positive in your life. But usually in society, people do not behave like I just suggest. When people have 5 minutes or 10 minutes empty without having any responsibility to carry away, right away you take a book in order to read, or you put on the television. Oh, this program is not interesting. I go to other program, not interesting, other program, in order to feel the emptiness in you. You think that is empty, but in fact you are very full, full of joy, of peace, of. But you don't know how to take care of that without doing time. You think that's empty, but it's not empty. And you try to feel the moment without doing by consuming something. Consuming, you read a newspaper or you read on the, you look at the television. It's not really because you need news. But sometimes, you read the news, it's nothing, and you read after the first page, and second page, and third page. It's nothing interesting, but you have to read. And then there is an emptiness in your, in, you think that emptiness when you have no work to do, you think that it's empty, but it's not empty. There's so many wonderful things if you stop. You look deep, in touch with what is positive. And, today I have nothing to do. Or maybe I need to call somebody. Maybe you don't need to call him or her. It's not so important. But because you feel empty, you don't know how to take good care of the present moment and to be in touch with what is positive. And so you feel that, I'm so empty now. I have nothing to do now. So you have to pick up the telephone and you talk. Sometimes, all the gossiping about the neighbor, gossiping about that person, other person, 20 minutes, 30 minutes, 1 hour. And because the consumption society, they know your weakness. They say that you can call somebody 1 hour without paying anything. You pay very little. And so, because you see that, it's cheap. So you speak without mindfulness, and sometimes 1 hour of that, the relationship will be bad, or worse. And then sometimes you say, oh, there's nothing to do. Oh, maybe you feel that empty. You don't know how to be present with your body, feeling, situation, with all this joy. But you say that, maybe I'm a little bit hungry. You open the refrigerator, and you say, some good thing. Oh, yeah, good. And I know that if I eat that, it give more kilo to me. But I still say that, well, I'm a little bit hungry. Why have that yogurt? Oh, maybe that little sandwich. And so they give you a lot of junk food. And in your living room, you must have all this junk food. Some chip, some nuts, something, some chocolate, in order to fill your empty time. And you think that empty is not empty. If you are present, you look deep, it's not empty. It's so rich of many positive conditions. So you have to be aware of what you are doing. The whole day long, maybe you try to avoid your unpleasant feeling. And you try to search for pleasant feeling. But pleasant feeling in a very superficial way. You think that, oh, put a chocolate in the mouth is very pleasant. But it seems that the 8th piece of chocolate already of the day, and maybe you gain some kilo. And so you forget because you are pulled by that little anger. So you try to feel that so-called empty of your time. You take the telephone, you talk, or sometimes you need a car, and you need to go. I need just a little nail, but then you say that, I need some nail, so I have to go to the market. But then you go to the supermarket, and you are pulled by that. And in order to feel the time, you think that empty. This here is not to be pulled. Stay where you are. Look deeper. Enjoy what is wonderful in the present moment. So the Kung Fu, it means a steady, continuous practice. Kung Fu is steady, continuous practice. So that Kung Fu, steady, continuous practice, will help you to be always peaceful, enjoying the positive thing, present at many conditions were available to you, in order to look deeper and say that, oh, that pleasant feeling is very healthy. If I nourish that, I've cultivated that, I'm stronger. And that unpleasant feeling is also healthy, because usually I'm in rush going out without wearing that sock, and this sock inside is too thin. So look deeply into that unpleasant feeling. You say that next time I'll do better, but you go back to the present moment. And so by going to the present moment, you cut the dispersion, thinking of the past, thinking of the future, thinking of that project. And so gently, you are cultivating concentration. And when you have concentration, you see things deeper, clearer, wiser, acting much better. So, you live in the present moment, it looks like you don't do anything, but you are practicing Zen. It means cultivating concentration. Because living in the present moment, you cut the dispersion to think of the past, the dispersion to think of the future, the dispersion of pulled away by that judgment, by that thing. So you are cultivating gently your concentration, and slowly you can see things deeper. So walking meditation is a good way to cultivate your concentration. If you pay attention only to your in-breath, out-breath, your the contact of your shoes with the ground, and be in the present moment is what happened in the around the moment around yourself. And so, in other tradition, people only to cultivate concentration, you have to train to sit a lot. In Plum Village, no. If you come to Plum Village, you have to cultivate properly walking meditation. It means during walking meditation, you don't let your mind think of the past, of the future, of this project and other project. You go back in the present moment with your step, with your breath, and with the very moment where you are walking. And so every day you walk so much, from your room to the dining room, from the room to the meditation room, from your room to the garden, from your room to the kitchen, from your room to everywhere, you cultivate concentration all day long, all day long. And from the kitchen you have to the storage house, you cultivate that concentration, gentle concentration, not to be carried away by dispersion, that. And so the whole day in Plum Village, you cultivate concentration the whole day while you walk from your room to the kitchen, from the kitchen to the storage room to the garden, etc. You live in the present moment. And then everyone in Plum Village do like you. And so even you just arrive, you also can help those who are disposed to see you walk so mindfully, even this is your first time from village, but you walk so mindfully with the present moment, and then you help all the practitioner who see you, very serious, very good practitioner. You inspire them, and when you are disposed, you see all the practitioner or all the sister and brother walk mindfully, and you feel inspired to go back to the present moment. So, from time to time you hear the bell. From time to time you hear the bell. And why, when hearing the bell, everybody stop. And now stop acting, stop speaking, but also stop thinking. Stop thinking. But how you can stop thinking? Your mind think of 10 ideas at the same time. And so the only way to stop thinking is to pay attention to your in-breath, pay attention to your out-breath, in-breath, and out-breath, after three breathing, and then you look back in the present moment, you are where? Oh, I'm in Plum Village, oh, I'm with my brother, sister, brother and sister in Plum Village, oh, there are those who come from very far, and then, and so you look at the right side, there's one sister who practiced very well. Left side, another brother who practiced so well. Ah, another lay person like me, but they also practice so well. Okay, everybody stop when they hear the bell. And you feel the powerful energy of stopping of everyone. It's very obvious. There is silence. There is many kind of silence, but there are oppressive silence. You are forbidden to stay and to speak. Here is not forbidden. It's because you want to train yourself to go back to the present moment, to be in touch with your peace. So you are trained like that. Everyone is trained like that. And so that stopping is a very powerful stop. And so we have, there is a silence. But that silence is not oppressive silence, but it's noble silence. Because everybody decide to stop. Everybody decide to reach her peace, his peace. And that we call thundering silence. Because in Sutra of the Buddha, he said that when the silence is so powerful and so rich and so deep, we can think that it's a kind of thundering silence. So, in Plum Village, if you practice well, when the bell sound, then everybody stop, enjoy the present moment, enjoy the in-breath and out-breath, his peace, her peace, and then be present where you are. We are in Plum Village. I'm a monastic, but it takes me 1 year in order to obtain the visa to come here. Oh, I'm a lay person. I come from very far away. It takes me a lot of arrangement to be able to come here. So everybody enjoy the present moment, and that silence is very eloquent, powerful. When you make a step, it's the same. You have to invest your body and your mind 100% on that walking. When you walk like that, you create a kind of powerful energy around your step. And you step right away into the kingdom of God. And in the community of practice, we don't need everyone to practice like that. Of course, I wish that everyone, but sometimes you don't. You hear me and then you forget. So if in the community, if everyone practice like that, this will be powerful. But I only wish that 1/3 or half of you practice is already good. And if you are walking and the brother start to speak to you, you stop. And you smile to him and he know right away that he's not practicing well. And so you sit. You stop, and you can talk to the friend, to the brother, but when you walk, you only walk. When you talk, you only walk, only talk. You don't talking and walking. And you do not do 100% of each. So in summary, when you breathe, you have to breathe on your heart. Your mind must be totally with the in-breath, 100% with the in-breath. And then, same for when you make a step, 100% of yourself is for that step. So you walk like that, is impressed, is like a print of peace in the heart of everyone who look at you. Where's my bag? They ask.
I had 100%. It means when you walk 100%, when you eat 100%, when you sit 100% stopping. It means you walk 100%. 100% you walk your whole being, and in your being, body and mind, there is your father in form of genes in you, your mom in form of genes in you, your grandpa, grandma. And then 100% of you is walking. So you walk not only for you, but for your mom, your dad, your grandpa, your grandma. And so if somebody who are walking with you and then she continue to talk, then you take out and you show 100%. It's a gift directly from Thai. Those who have received. Just those who have received already in Italy, you don't need to take it. Breathe. It's gift of tea from Italy. Enjoy the 100% being here in this room. Don't wait until they come and distribute to you. You can put on your pocket that piece 100% and don't lose it. And when you are carried away by this person, you touch your pocket and you say, oh, no, Thay is here with me. I try to be in the present moment. I want to go to each of you to offer a gift. It's transmission. Like lamp transmission, but here is real transmission, 100% of the practice from Thai. There's a seal of Thai in this piece of paper. And lose it.
Thì thầy nhảy hai dòng này, thầy đang nhảy hai dòng này. Thầy nhảy hai dòng giữa thầy.
Thầy nhảy một ba thứ ba. Hình như cái bà Phi thứ ba thầy quên. Và thầy cho cả hai bà.
Those who don't have it, you raise your hand, so thầy.
Those who don't have can raise your hand. Those who don't have, please raise your hand. If you have received all, it's okay. If you don't, by some reason, I do not reach you, please raise your hand and I will bring. That is transmission of the heart. You just arrive, you have transmission. That is transmission from the heart, from the... Is anyone that I miss to distribute? Can you raise your hand? This is seal of pay. Next to the word 100% is Nhất Hạnh, Zen Master. The seal in Chinese, classical Chinese, it means Nhất Hạnh, Zen Master. Now we start the sutra. The Sutra on Transformation on Violence and Fear. Let us listen and observe to see, to understand why, from a peaceful and secure situation, we have brought society to the present situation, full of terror and violence. How have past generation behaved for the situation to become like this? I want to talk with you about this issue of suffering and tell you how I was able to let go of fear. That is from the Sutra 935, that sentence of the Buddha. People in the world experience one suffering after another one, like a fish living in a pond that is drying up day by day. In a situation of suffering, violent thoughts arise easily, and people in their ignorance seek to relieve their suffering by terrorizing and punishing others. Sutra 936. The whole world is burning with violence in the 10 directions. All is in chaos. There is not a place where there is real peace and security. Everyone sees himself as superior to others. Few people know to let go of passion. Not having seen this reality, people continue to hold hatred and ignorance in their heart, binding themselves in those state of mind. They bring themselves more misunderstanding and suffering. I have looked deeply into the state of mind of unhappy people, and I have seen hidden under their suffering a very sharp pointed knife. Because they don't see that sharp pointed knife in themselves, it is difficult for them to deal with their suffering. They didn't see that it's a sharp knife in themselves, hidden inside of themselves. The pain caused by the sharp pointed knife lasts a long time and does not change, because they continue to hold onto the knife like that. They feel the world with suffering. Only when they have the opportunity to recognize it, recognize that knife in themselves, and extract this knife from their heart, will the suffering cease. And only then will they have the chance to stop suffering. Don't let yourself be caught in any of the entanglement of life. We must know to cut through the roots of errors and disorder. Let go to them. Stop leaning on them. If you can let go of wrong desire, you can overcome own suffering. Practitioner must transcend the cycle of suffering in order to realize their career of liberation. A real practitioner must have a sincere mind. He does not do anything based on his wrong perception. He just walks straight on his path, and he doesn't speak with two tongues. He must know how to extinguish the fire of hatred and anger. He must know to break through the obstacle of ambition in him. If he knows how to unravel the net of affliction, he will start to see the shore of liberation. That is the 7th paragraph that we learned in the past. Now we learn the 8th. We should let go of pride. We should not sleep too much, nor let ourselves fall into indolence. We should know how to live and work moderately and not let ourselves be carried away by the majority. Let us not be caught by any dazzling appearance, and let us know how to walk away unfazed. Let us always contemplate the empty nature of all things in order to attain the quiet nirvana. Now, Thay explained, he said that in the Chinese text, there is a word sa, mean mong mong. Mong mong is hold on, is ignorant, is confused, is not clear. That the word. Sa mean letting go. We should not. Do anything based on your confusion, on your wrong perception in your confusion. Letting go that confusion, letting go that ignorance, don't sleep too much. We should know how to live and walk moderately and not to let ourselves be carried away by the majority. We should know how bodo, it means without moderation. Should not eat without moderation. Should not walk without moderation. Enjoy, play also with moderation. And keep a distance from the majority who are carried away and talk unmindfully. That style is very old, very ancient, maybe about the 3rd century before Christ. Not caught by any dazzling appearance. Let us know how to walk unfazed. Oh, there, the word oh in Chinese means we don't like, we hate. The appearance. We should not be deceived by all this luxurious appearance, which is not very basic need. You have to not be pulled by or attached to deceiving appearance. Don't let yourself be caught by that. You have to carry what you have to carry with you, mindfulness. About emptiness. Emptiness means there's no separate self, very changing. So, in the future, you will have the ability to attain the nirvana, to attain the quiet nirvana. Nirvana means the peaceful nature, the extinction of all the agitation, perception, thinking. So nirvana, sometimes you can translate by extinction. In the Dhammapada Sutra, there is one paragraph who said about nirvana beautifully. That part is like that. The deer like to go back to the meadow. The deer always have been sucked to go to visit the meadow, because there they feel relaxed in their own meadow. The bird, they like to go back to their spacey sky, because there they feel relaxed. And those who are spiritual, profound, always like to go back to the Nibbana situation. It means the quiet, powerful, silent situation. Like the deer who want to go back to their meadow, like the bird to go back to their spacey sky, and we, the human beings, who want to be profound, peaceful, who practice well spirituality, you want to have peace, you have peace right away. You go back, you want to be in that atmosphere of peace, of light, of understanding. If you want, you have it right away, right where you are. The kingdom of God is right away. There you are. And the kingdom of God, the nirvana, is what? In the place where the nature is always light, peace, beauty, like that. And there's no birth, no death, no coming, no going. It's in the ultimate dimension. So there are a number of sentences given by the Buddha explaining about nirvana in a very beautiful way. Yeah. Like the sutra. In that sutra, he said that there is things which is not born, is not die, do not come, do not go, do not increasing, do not decreasing. Without that come no birth, no death, no increasing, no decreasing. Those who have birth and death have no place to stay. And that we call nirvana, that place is nirvana, extension of idea. That is like that. Don't give an idea. That is increasing, that is decreasing, that is coming, that is going. And so if you see that you have that non-discriminative mind, wherever you go, you are in the non-discriminative world. And that non-discriminative world can be now and here. Well, like a wave, the wave have the beginning, have a rising and a falling, and the ceasing to be a wave. That because you see on the surface, you see on the historical dimension, but you see deep in the nature of a wave. The wave is just water. In the very high direction, is also water. In the low part, is also water. And if the wave know that the wave is also water, coming up, fine. Coming down is fine. Flat, fine. The wave will be carried to other wave. And so, if you see that, if the wave see that the wave is water, the wave live in the ultimate dimension. But if the wave only see she's born that day, she grew up that day, she's dying that day, and so you are only in the historical dimension, on the apparent world. But if you can touch the ultimate world, you see that you are the water in this very body, in this very wave, but you are also the water in many other waves. You are one with other waves. You are one with every wave. You are the nature of water. And so, a practitioner tries to touch the ultimate dimension in herself or himself. So the coming is fine. The going is fine. The rising up, fine. The falling down is fine. Because you are water. Because you touch the ultimate dimension of yourself. And you see that you are one with your sister, you are one with your mom, you are one with your dad, you are one with your neighbor, you are one with the earth, you are one with the tree, you are one with the planet, you are one. The ultimate dimension, you are one. And so those who have a profound practice like that, she or he come from his own room to the meditation hall, she or he is walking in the ultimate dimension. And then if you live superficially, you are carried away by that idea or the idea in the past, future, you are walking in the world of birth and death. But he walk in the world of no birth, no death, because he is touching the ultimate dimension in himself. And the key of that practice is to see the emptiness of every entity. Every entity do not have a hermetic, impermeable coat outside. You are one with everyone. You are one with your sister, your brother, your mother, your father, your neighbor. And so if you can be in touch like that, your life is more profound. And then you think that if things happen like that, fine. But because conditions are like that. But things different is happen differently like your liking. You say that, fine. I wish to be others, but it's okay, maybe because conditions are not favorable, that's all. But I try to live in beauty. So the chapter number 9, the paragraph number 9. Do not insult anyone. Do not let yourself be pulled by and attached to deceiving appearance. Don't let yourself be drowned in entertainment and forget that the goal of your practice is to help ourselves and others to get out of suffering. Do not insult anyone. Do not let yourself be pulled by or attached to deceiving appearance. Don't let yourself be drowned in entertainment and forget that the goal of our practice is to help ourselves and others to get out of suffering. Appearance. He's reading Chinese. You are explaining. Could be pulled away, attached, to be pulled away by, carried away by. Facing and see on this appearance, and if you look deeply, you see all these appearance are deceiving appearance. Don't be deceived by that. Itang means, it also means decoration outside. Don't be caught by that. Entertainment like the entertainment is that you try to fill up the emptiness of you not doing anything. Let's say that day usually you have a number of work to do. Now you have nothing to do just for 15 minutes. So instead of go back to the present moment, enjoy what is positive, you try to fill up that empty moment with our work by smoke, by have a drink, by telephone, by reading a book, by enjoy some entertainment. So don't be pulled by entertainment and forget that the goal of our life is to practice to be more profound, more beautiful, more dignified. And the goal of our practice is to help ourselves and others to get out of that situation of suffering. So, we should not be fooled by all these appearance and on your daily act. In order to decorate something, don't be carried by that appearance outside. The number 10. What belongs to the past, we do not think about anymore. What belongs to the future, we do not dream about. We should recognize what is happening in the present moment so we do not get caught in it. In this way, we just walk along on the five vast continents with no one jealous of us anymore. On the attachment, on the dream, you have to be aware and What belongs to the past, we do not think about anymore. Let things go. If at the beginning there is we should recognize what is happening in the present moment so we don't get caught in it. In this way, we must walk alone on the five vast continents with no one jealous of us anymore. What happened in the present moment of yours? We are not carry away by worries. Thanks to that practice, that you can walk alone on the five vast continents with no one jealous or unhappy. Lý thứ hai, there means it means leave the worries, the sadness, we learn one more sentence. I said, I, he is the Buddha. Number 11, I said that sexual desire is the force that causes the most destructive things to us. The worst things happen if your sexual desire is the force that causes the most destructive things. The desire, the craving on sex is that power who causes a lot of damage, a lot of destruction. I said that sexual desire is the force that causes the most destruction, that causes the flood that engulfs the whole world. We see the zero stream, flooding stream of sexual desire who overwhelm people. So we should recognize what is happening in the present moment so we do not get caught in it. Only by seeing that we master our own doubts. When we wholeheartedly deeply contemplate interdependence co-arising, we must see that if only by seeing that we can we master own doubt when we wholeheartedly contemplate interdependence co-arising, we must see that if we are not free from the pollution of sexual desire, it will be difficult for us to end suffering. The pollution caused by sexual desire, you can only get out if you look co-arising. And only by doing so, you can be able to leave that big accident. See that you have to bring your mind, look deep into the interdependence and the co-arising interdependence. In order, we must see that we are not free from the pollution of sexual desire. It will be difficult for us to end suffering. Next week, I mean, from the 9, we will have a teaching in French. So next teaching, I will talk in English, because next week will be 6 days in French. So next time, I will speak in English.